Let's get on to the fish. Well, it's summer, hey? Second day of summer.
Second day of summer, I'm excited. Like, I know we're probably not going to have two good days in a row for a while yet for some reason. The weather is still a bit weird and upside down. But yesterday was a cracker to remind us that summer is definitely here and on the way and looking like warming up. So those fish species are coming on real strong.
Yeah, well, we got some good weather for the weekend, so really good opportunity to get out and have a fish. We got light to moderate winds and fine for pretty much all of the weekend, maybe just a light shower inland. So good conditions weather-wise. So let's talk about summer fishing in general. So what hits the lures during summertime?
Oh, look, we can get a bit sciencey now. We can use terms like ambient water temperature when that comes up on the rise. The good weather brings the ambient water temperature up, and that brings fish on to do two things: feed or spawn. And that excites them, and they start to be feeding, and they come on. And things like the flathead, they start to come and move in. The sand flathead, of course, I'm talking about. If you're lucky enough to find a patch of the tiger flathead and bass straight, they'll be on the chew as well. But the exciting thing is the new emerging spawn. When I say emerging, they've been there forever, but we've worked out how to catch them, and that's the King George Whiting, and we are lucky in Tasmania to have, it's nearly another species. It's the giant King George Whiting. Any whiting over 50 centimetres is the cracker, and there's been some beauties caught recently. You catch those when you're at anchor, and you have to put a little bit of light burley out, and you use a specific rig to catch them. You can use some smaller circle hooks. There's plenty of rigs available if you want to jump into your tackle store and check those out, but they're a really good fish this summer. And of course, snapper coming on again.
Snapper, yeah. Whereabouts do you recommend people go?
Well, the thing is with snapper, you can basically find some little bit of shaly ground off some broken reef. And luckily, in Tasmania, and particularly the northwest coast, we have heaps of ground like that. So you can use your sounder two ways, and this is where using your sounder becomes crucial. So I do stress to people to play with a sounder and learn. You won't break anything, and yes, it makes a couple of beeps when you press the buttons, but you certainly won't break anything. So play with your sounder. You must find that flat, rubbly, in the sand, set up on anchor, get your burley going back across the reef. Too close to the reef and you'll get too many draftboard sharks and bluehead. So if you're starting to pick up too many of those, just move off that reef a little bit further. What you're trying to do is a snapper come through looking for bait across the reef, and you want to draw them out onto the open ground and get your baits. But you do that at anchor. And that'll work too if you can find some a channel between reef and weed for your whiting as well.
Mm. All right, so I'll do the tides. So it's almost high tide now, just after 7 this morning is the next high, 3.4, and then there's a high at 7.22 this evening. Saturday's highs at 7.50am and 8.18pm, and Sunday's highs 8.39am and 9.17pm. And, of course, being summertime now, we've got the extra daylight. The days are getting longer. So an opportunity for people to go out, and not just on the weekend, but after work, and have a bit of a fish now too.
Oh, definitely. And you mentioned that rising tide. That reminds me, rising tide and falling light, or rising tide and like in the evening or in the morning, that's a great time to try for these trevally that are more prevalent across the northwest coast as well. So the silver trevally, they're moving into our estuaries. They come in on what I call the green water of the high tide. So about 2 hours before high tide, if you've got a Berkeley gulp in a worm, in some sort of a turtleback worm, and you work them slowly to the bottom and hop them on the bottom, and those trevally love them. We've had, I'll do a little shout out, David Fiddler. He caught a 4-pound silver trevally from Squeaking Point recently, so that's a good place to try that. The Ulverston River in along the wharf is also a good spot, and there's a few other spots. But, I mean, anywhere where there's a little bit of a backwater, you can try to catch those trevally, and they are good fun. They fight well. They get sideways in the current, and they put up a really good fight, and they don't eat too bad.
Mm. Hey, we missed you last week because Friday was the public holiday in Devonport for the show that we don't have. But how did that fishing comp at Port Sorell go?
That was very lucky because I beat myself up for days over that, thinking that I slept in, but you didn't even ring me.
Sorry, mate.
Unbelievable.
I didn't even send you a text. I didn't even send you a text either. Sorry about that.
Oh, I've said to people, I've let the people down, I've let 7AD down, I've slept in. That's great news to hear that you didn't even ring me. That competition went very, very well. They did an unbelievable job. I turned up on the Saturday and they had the little festival there. There was tents and it was just a really buzzing little environment. So well done to those guys. And the fishing went quite well. The second day got cancelled because of weather, unfortunately, which is a bit sad given the effort that they put in. But no, that was a really, really good, not only just a comp, but for someone that was even only half interested in fishing, I'd suggest getting along to that next year. They did a really, really good job.
All right, very good. Hey, tell us about this kid with the Tasmanian kid with the edible lure.
Oh, how good's that? Now, that's, he's 13 years old. His name is Lucas Millwood. Now, he's come up with an idea, lollies shaped like, long paddle-tailed soft plastics. Yeah. So they're edible, but they also catch fish. And he's called them, what has he called them? That's a good question. Fish candy.
Fish candy.
That's very clever too. How clever is this young 13-year-old? So he's picked up a national supply contract, and there is talk it's going international.
Wow.
So that is amazing. Young Lucas Millwood, I'm not sure he's from, maybe Launceston, 13-year-old, and he's made this stuff called fish candy, and it's going crazy. So it's a business idea that went global, and it's in the newspapers, I think, today and tomorrow.
Well, so basically it's a hook inside a lolly.
No, it's actually just the lollies in a packet that looks like fishing gear. And it's very clever because over the years, every person that's ran out of a certain something while they're fishing will have tried. I've caught flathead on bits of minty that I've chewed up and shaped onto a hook. I've caught flathead with jelly snakes. And so basically it's a similar material to jelly snakes, yet he's made shapes that look like fishing lures, and they're like a soft plastic. So you put the lolly onto your hook and they catch fish. But I think predominantly they're for taking out fishing with you, just to put in your kit if you're putting your esky. But
right,
if they catch fish and they're cheaper than proper soft plastics, why wouldn't you? Because if you don't catch any fish, you can go, well, I might as well have these lollies.
That's awesome. What a kid. All right. So anything else you want to mention before we go?
I might have a quick shout-out to this competition that's going on up in the lakes. It's the Trout Classic. It's run by the Light Tackle Tournaments Tasmania. It's already full now, so there's no point. But they're going to run that at the Great Lake on Saturday, and they're going to run it at Arthur's Lake on Sunday, and it's absolutely wicked. They've got, I think they've got over 20 teams, and there's a really big contingent from the Launceston Fishing Club. It's crazy, the Launceston Fishing Club. You don't think until you're part of the this sort of
caper
recreation that they're so big. And the Queenstown Fishing Club, they ran the Burberry comp last week, and that was massive. It's just massive. So yeah, I'll get a little bit older and I'll probably learn how Matthew Glaunbowles is, because that's probably me.
All right. Any socials you want to plug there?
Well, what I will plug very quickly is my my Party Piscatorial thing. Look it up on Facebook, Party Piscatorial. It's a theatre show. It's going to be for not just fishers, beginners and intermediates, but anyone that's got an interest in having a bit of a laugh and a giggle and learning a bit about Tasmania and the psyche of being a fisherman in Tasmania. There's going to be a bit of everything. So it's going to be a fun night. There's some early bird tickets available, so if you jump on and look at Party Piscatorial, you'll save some money as well.
When is it?
It's on January the 12th. It's at the Leaven Theatre, so I better pull my finger out and make the props.
Okay. How do you spell Piscatorial, by the way?
Oh, my God.
I have no idea. I think there's a Q in there.
Piscatorial. We'll get you started.
All right. Okay. Thanks, mate. Beautiful. Happy days. Catch you next week.
Catch you later.